Career Corner is a program produced by the Minnesota Radio Talking Book Network, part of State Services for the Blind, and it is recorded for people who are blind or have reading disabilities. You can find complete programming of the Radio Talking Book at www.mnssb.org/RTB, and the password is RTB. Your host for the Career Corner is Ann Obst.
Turn to an article titled, 30 Things You Should Never Say in a Job Interview, by the Daily Muse editor from January 1st. In an interview, your primary goal is to get across to the hiring manager why you, above all the other candidates, are the right person for the job, that you have the right set of skills, a great personality, and the drive to really make things happen in your new role. But as you're preparing answers to interview questions that'll let you do all of those things, it's equally important to know what the hiring managers will consider a red flag. After all, a wrong move or two, and it won't matter how great your sales numbers at your last job were. To help you out, steer clear of these 30 messages. You'll make sure that your awesome abilities and accomplishments, not a totally avoidable faux pas, will be what your interviewer remembers. So, tell me what you do around here. Rule number one of interviewing, do your research. You never want to walk into an interview knowing next to nothing about the position or company. You want to show that you're excited enough that you've done some homework and thought about how you'd fit in. To get started, do some online research and try to find a current or past employee you can talk to before the big day. Ugh, my last company. No matter how bad a job was, you never ever want to badmouth a former employer in an interview. Keep your tone somewhere between neutral and positive, focusing on what you've learned from each experience and what you're hoping to do in the future. This especially applies when you're talking about why you're leaving. I didn't get along with my boss. Similarly, you don't want to speak negatively about anyone you've worked with in the past. Even if a previous manager could put the characters in horrible bosses to shame, your interviewer doesn't know that and could wonder whether you're the difficult one to work with. I'm really nervous. Even if you're more nervous than you've ever been, no company wants to hire someone who lacks confidence. So if this is the case, honesty is not the best policy, says Amy Hoover, president of the job board Talent Zoo. Fake it till you make it. I'll do whatever. Most hiring managers are looking for people who are incredibly passionate about the role they're taking on. So when you say something to the effect of, I don't care what jobs you have available, I'll do anything, that's a big red flag. Instead, target your search to a specific role at each company and be ready to explain why it's exactly what you're looking for. I know I don't have much experience, but... This mistake is easy to make, especially if you're a recent grad or career changer. Problem is, when you apologize for experience you don't have, you're essentially saying that you're not a great hire, that you're not quite the right fit for the role, or even that you would be starting from square one. Instead of drawing attention to your weaknesses, stay positive, focus on your strengths, and immediately launch into your transferable skills and infectious enthusiasm for the position. It's on my resume. Here's the thing. I know it's on your resume, but if I'm asking you about a particular job or experience, I want you to tell me more beyond a written word. I'm actually evaluating your communication and social skills. Yes, I have a great answer for that. Practiced your answers to some interview questions? Great, but don't memorize them word for word. When you're hyper-prepared and hanging on the edge of your seat waiting for certain questions for which you've prepared to be asked, you will likely have a very hard time engaging in genuine conversation with the interviewer. Perfectionism is my greatest weakness. Here's the thing. Chances are telling a hiring manager that perfectionism is your greatest weakness won't surprise him or her, and it might come off as sounding like an overly rehearsed cliché. It also doesn't offer much of a true insight into your work style or personality. Try a more genuine response. I'm the top salesperson at the company, and I have 2 semesters worth of Spanish. In an article for the Harvard Business Review, Heidi Grant Halverson gives an excellent example of a case in which less is more. Instead of stopping after describing your degrees from Harvard, your relevant internships, and your technical expertise, you tack on your 2 semesters of college-level Spanish. Maybe Spanish is relevant to the job, but even so, according to the presenter's paradox, rather than seeing that as a bonus, our minds tend to average out the impressiveness of the listed achievements. I think outside the box. Resume buzzwords make hiring managers' eyes glaze over, and similarly, using clichés in an interview won't get you very far. Skip these overused business phrases. I, like, increased our social following, like, 25%. Filler words like and can make you look like you lack confidence, or worse, the ability to clearly communicate on the job. On my 3rd goose hunting trip to Canada... Stories are a great way to connect with the interviewer. They're more memorable than facts, help you build rapport, and can help you to quite literally share an experience with your interviewer. But you need to tie that story back into what the company's needs are, your interview's experience, or more specifically, to the position he or she is trying to fill. I built a synergistic network of strategic alliances. If your interview answers sound a little too much like a Weird Al song, you're probably not going to be the most memorable candidate. Pull in the 5 senses and describe actions taken. You'll be remembered positively rather than for being a jargon bot. I pulled together the STF reports. Unless they're absolutely industry standard terms, don't use acronyms or jargon when you're describing your responsibilities.
I don't know.
Even if you practice and practice and practice, you could still get a question that stumps you. But saying, I don't know, is rarely the right approach. 2 strategies that work well are repeating the question thoughtfully before answering or saying slowly, Now that is a good question. I think I would have to stay. Still stumped? Ask for what you need, whether that's a pen and paper, a glass of water, or a quick minute to think. How much vacation time do I get? When you bust out with an immediate litany of what's in it for me questions, you look both arrogant and frankly unappealing. How soon do you promote employees? A better way to ask this is, I'm really interested in staying at a place for a while. What do career paths within the company typically look like? Nope, no questions. Not having any questions for the interviewer basically says that you're not interested enough to learn any more. Have some thoughtful questions prepared, and your interview will feel more like a conversation than a firing squad. Then, while I was at happy hour... These and similar comments are completely off-limit conversation topics while you're in an interview. I'll have the steak and a glass of Cabernet. If your meeting takes place over a meal, take the lead from your interviewers. Ask if they've been to the restaurant before and what they think are good options. Try to have your interviewer order first and choose something at that same price point or less. And put down the drink menu. Even if your interviewer imbibes, you should stay on your best behavior. I'd like to start my own business as soon as possible. Entrepreneurial ambitions are great, but if you're applying for a job to work for someone else, you probably want to downplay the fact that you're trying to get funding for your burgeoning startup. What the hell? You'd think not swearing is interviewing 101, but you'd be surprised how often people still do it. You need to keep your language PG. So, yeah. Even the most prepared interview candidates can make still one critical mistake, says career counselor Lily Zhang. They'll deliver absolutely fantastic and relevant stories, and I'll be completely hooked all the way up until they end with, and yeah, or just an awkward pause. Do you know when we'll be finished here? You should never give the impression that you're in a hurry or have somewhere else to be. I'm going through a tough time right now. Yes, most people would be incredibly sympathetic to someone who has been laid off, is going through a divorce, or dealing with family drama. But keep your problems under wraps and keep the conversations focused on your professional life. Sorry I'm so late. Just be on time. Enough said. Sorry I'm so early. But don't be too punctual. When you arrive more than 5 or 10 minutes before your meeting, you're putting immediate pressure on the interviewer to drop whatever she may be wrapping up and deal with you. Would you like to see my references? Interviewing is a lot like dating, says Jackie Barrett Poindexter of CareerTrend.net. It's important to entice with your value and attract them to call you for the next date. Offering up your references too soon may hint at desperation. Plus, you don't want to run the risk of overusing your references. I just wanted to follow up again. As with most relationships, looking interested is good, but looking too interested makes you less desirable. You may think you're showing your future company that you're ready to hit the ground running, but if you come on too strong post-interview, think checking in to restate your interest less than a week after the interview, or double communicating, emailing, and then emailing again without a response from the other party, you look less like a candidate they'd be lucky to hire, and more like someone who's anxious to leave your current role. That concludes an article by the Daily Muse editor from January 1st titled, 30 Things You Should Never Say in a Job Interview. I'm Ann Obst.